And then there's the incentive. Your fathers need your help. And, you know, children are big-hearted. They want to do what's right, and that's why power rushes to get claim their eyes first. After, you know, if they've, I mean, I say first, but I mean, after they've assured themselves that the parents are going to train these children in obedience, get them well prepped in accepting authoritarian discipline, internalized discipline. So once the children are well prepared, power rushes in and makes sure that it claims their attention. And these are the incentives. Because nobody asked for their help in the authoritarian uprearing, right? So they're ready. Does anybody have any interest in us besides just, you know, using us to take your stress out on? So power rushes in. Your fathers need your help. They didn't know. They were ignorant. They still don't see. You know, like, you know, this whole issue of, I heard this woman going back from the show last week. I forget. I think Diane Ackerman, that was her name, on the radio talking about doing exactly this. They didn't know about global warming. They didn't know about climate. Right. Well, they should have, huh? Nikola Tesla was pulling their coat 100 years ago. They had no business being in them leadership seats then, in the say-so seat. Done. Go home. You go home. You go home and sit on your hands. Don't tell us. Don't give us our marching orders anymore. You blew it. You destroyed our planet. You didn't know? You weren't listening? Nikola Tesla, how he lived a long life. He wrote he wrote profusely, profligately. What's that word for write a lot? So you should have known. You had no business not knowing. So don't tell us now. Help us. We didn't know. Be heroes for us. Not for your brothers and sisters being shot and killed in other places who have to deal with those meaner daddies. Much meaner daddies. We didn't know. We didn't see. We were ignorant. Help us, please, to realize the promise of democracy. We'll give you book deals and academic posts. We'll give you media attention and that most prized recognition. When, if we as parents had bestowed this gift, our children wouldn't be so vulnerable to offers of it. And as atomized and stripped of our authentic relations, trained from day one in the state's legitimating ideology, and as power knows well Victor Hugo's admonition, no vacuum in the human heart, a lot of us still respond to power's appeal to our hearts, still believe their claims of ignorance. In Beginning Again, we said, quote, sanity, health comes from mutual aid. And so the systematic setting of our children on a path to win, quote unquote, in a competition with their brothers and sisters serves power very well, but not our children or any of us. But when will we have the courage to say this, to admit what is obvious but never said in allowable, quote unquote, discussions? Instead, we're told to help them fix. Fix our chain. Fix our cages. Fix the blinds on our eyes and the muffs on our ears. Restuff the cotton. Restuff the cotton in our brains so we don't challenge them by thinking authentically. So we don't offer a challenge to their reign.